Blog Talk Radio.
Non-stop boogie. Now tune in to the real Sean Ross talk show and jam session with Sean MacDaddy Ross and yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Citrus State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
Hey, everybody. Y'all, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And we going hard in the paint today. It's my one-year anniversary celebrating MC Mac Daddy Sean Ross's birthday. And I got my family in the building. Well, I'm not going to hold back. But first, I got to give a shout-out to the co-host of the GM, Miss Lisa Stewart, in the building. Welcome to the show, Lisa. Welcome. What's up? What's up, Lisa? How you doing?
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? I'm good. Loving this California sunshine.
All right.
As usual.
Sunshine. All right, and the other co-host all the way out of Houston, Texas, DJ Sir J Boogie. What's up, DJ?
What's up, big brother? How's it going?
Oh, slow motion. We smashing today. And I ain't going to get – I'll be relentless if I didn't give, you know, two of my big brothers, the other one is on its way later, but I'll be giving up to my family member, same DNA, ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage, a one-time, two-time, three-time champion of the game. He done put it down. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up to my first cousin, Freeway Ricky Ross, the real Rick Ross in the building. Yo, that's what's happening. Here we go.
What up, cuzzo?
What's up, Ray? Hey, how
what
you
up,
feel, cuzzo? It's so good. Hey,
what's
you
up, Rick?
You got it. I'm glad you're in the building today, man. And I talked to Cece. She told me you got a lot of events jumping off. So we ain't gonna, you know, we got a couple of bullet points. We ain't gonna hold you all day, but I'm gonna keep it long enough so people can understand what the real definition of Freeway Rick Ross is. So with further ado, Rick, can you just tell America? Can you tell America just a glimpse on how you started, you know, the elevator speech, how you started and where you are at now. And then we got a couple of questions for you, and then I'm going to take you back.
Been making money since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. That's what it do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's all about, is getting that paper, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, I started off just like any other kid. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I grew up super poor, you know, down in East Texas, where racism wasn't hid, you know. Texas was the last people to find out that they had abolished slavery, and they were still practicing it in Texas. So when I was coming up, I saw the black and white bathrooms, you know, and all that. And I despised it. You know, I despise being poor, not having food to eat. And as early as I can remember, man, I wanted to get my mom a house and just do some nice things for her, you know, because I saw her struggling all her life, and it became my lifelong mission to make her life easier.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, yeah, I appreciate that. And I think any man that want to take care of mom – you know, our mothers of civilization, our village, you know, that's what we're supposed to be about. So when we go back and to really look and dissect your story, you know, when you got started, was it easy to get in the game and then manipulate different cities, like, you know, you were the king of New York from Miami? How was it from the start in California, in Miami? How was that? How was the transformation?
Well, you know,
the
hardest part was to getting in was to have the initial capital. You know, you could have all the desire,
okay,
all the determination, and all that in the world, but if you ain't got no capital, it's hard to find somebody that's going to give you a break. You know, most people ain't going to give you no break. Look at all the rich black people we got right now in America, and look at all of the poverty that we have. And, you know, so many black people here in Los Angeles, I think we got like 60,000 or 100,000 homeless people, and I guarantee you 65-70% of them are black. And, you know, nobody has had the decency or the common sense to say, you know what, why don't I build shelter for the people who are less fortunate or mentally ill or handicapped or on drugs? Because really, if you're on drugs, that's really a sickness. It's not a crime, you know, the way this country makes it out to be. It shouldn't be a crime to be addicted to drugs. It's somebody who made a mistake, you know, who tried something and couldn't pull themselves back up. But to deal with them as criminal, I think is almost insanity, you know.
Right,
a loved one is sick, you're supposed to try to help them get treated. And we can see, though, from the same way they've been handling this coronavirus, you know, people are sick, but they're not helping them. Nobody is reaching out, and that's why it's affecting the poor communities so hard.
Right. So, DJ Sir J Boogie, didn't you said you had a question for my cousin?
Yeah, I got a couple. First of all, greetings, Rick Ross. What's up, brother?
All right, I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, bro. I got a few questions, man, from the listeners, if you don't mind. Is that cool?
I love the listeners.
Okay. All right, we're going to start. And it's brief and to the point, bro. So, first off, we got Reggie Graham from Dayton, Ohio, checking in. And he asked, when Snowfall, this TV show, came out, did you feel like you were ripped off and not given proper credit to it, loosely being structured around your book and life story?
Yeah, I still feel ripped off behind it. Not that I felt ripped off then. I don't feel no different then I feel now. John Singleton died. But along with that went the evidence to how my story was really stolen from me. But absolutely, I feel ripped off. But, you know, the thing about this system, what they call, I learned the correct term for it now, it's called systematic racism. They would rather have a make-believe character to make him be the star than to have the actual black man who is walking around talking, who's trained, who knows what happened. They would rather have the make-believe character become the star instead of letting the actual person who did it become the star.
Okay, I get that. I get that most definitely. Moving on, we got Bill Webb from Cleveland, Ohio. He asks, do you keep in contact with people in the past that you have helped, and did they reach out to you to help you after you got home?
When I went to prison, I kind of cut ties with everybody. Some by choice and some not by choice. But at the end of the day, I have no ill feelings toward nobody. You know, right now I'm a happy human being. Life is wonderful. You know, I'm sitting here in the hood, in the ghetto, South Central Los Angeles. We got a nice cool
That's
breeze
right.
coming off that beach.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting on the sidewalk. I'm on the sidewalk of the block, and I'm just relaxing. You know, in a place that they say is a lot of mayhem and,
mm-hmm.
and destruction. But I'm allowed to sit here on the sidewalk up under the shade tree and just enjoy this weather.
That part, that
mm-hmm.
part. I got one more question for you, bro. And then, of course, Lisa, you know, lovely Lisa. I know she's just dying to get at you. The last one is from Eric Nixon from Cleveland, Ohio. And he asked, when your mindset shifted from a destructive manner to a creating factor other than yourself, what was your biggest investment and how did you marginalize the opportunity?
Well, I done had a lot of investment since I've been home from prison.
Okay.
But, when anything that I do, I put my all into it. You know, I don't marginalize anything. If I'm going to do it, I try to do my best at doing it. I try to put my all into it. I look at doing things is the way, you know, how they do a horse and they put those blinders on his face where
right,
he can't see, but straight in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I try to attack every venture that I go into. And even though I'm doing a lot of ventures, you know, I only do one at a time. You know, I don't try to in one day do nine things. You know, I'll take care of one, and then once I take care of that, then I may go to something else. So I try to
That's right.
prioritize everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So tunnel
yep,
vision,
yep.
so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, tunnel vision.
Okay.
That's
and then
what's
most
up,
of the
brother.
Things that I do, most of the things that I do are related.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. They gravitate, correlate with each other. Lisa Stewart, what's going on, Lisa? You got my cousin here.
Hey, Lisa.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. You the one I want to talk to anyway.
That's how you get ahead in this world right there. That's it right there. Everybody gets that, that's how you win. Always make the women happy. There you go.
yeah, you got to keep the women happy. Hey, because, you know,
yeah.
if the woman
Most
ain't happy, the world ain't happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is
so we got to keep
fact.
Our women. We got to keep our women happy, especially that black woman because she ain't
Most
going
definitely.
For it.
Happy wife, happy home.
Yeah.
Hey. Yes. So I want to just touch on kind of like, you know, where's Rick Ross now? What do you have going on now? And, you know, what's in the pipeline?
The only thing I ain't gonna do is I don't want to be the president.
Right.
Word up.
Donald Trump fucked that up enough. So we're gonna leave that
right.
one alone. But ain't nothing else off limits. Everything else is good. You know, I just got my marijuana license. So I'm a legal drug dealer now. You know, I don't have to sell drugs in the
Okay,
shack.
We're legal.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
He flipped the script on him.
I just watched your movie called Smoke. We got to talk. I work in that cannabis world as well with some of the bigger companies, you know. I'm not good with no free plug right now, but I work at some of the bigger companies.
Well, you know, we really got to hook up then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want in.
Connect
too.
To the dots. That's what we do.
Put Jason
you know,
in
want,
there. Mm-hmm. I'm in there.
You know, I want that crown. I want that cannabis crown.
Well,
there
it
is.
All you gotta do is come get it. All you gotta do is come get it. I got access to that crowd.
Okay, let's
and y'all and y'all, Holman, Rick, Holman, y'all, Lisa Store and Jay Boogie, hold the press. Hey, Rick, we
what
got
up?
Another big brother that's in the building. I mean, he's documented. You might have heard him big in the music. He's a mogul. You know, he's over 40 records. 40 million records sold, you know, from Scrubs to Who That, I mean, you know, he's got a brand new hit with Emily Rose, down to go platinum, hands up, mask on, hands up. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for our big brother, Tony Mercedes in the building.
Yay,
what is
Tony.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Man, glad to have you on. How you feel, man? I know you and Rick go back too, so yeah, I just thought it'd be good to have
you
on the show.
Well, first of all, before we even start the show,
I'm going to need you to stop disrespecting my numbers. You said 40 million. I say 63.5 million.
Well, church, I apologize. Ooh, let me check. I apologize. 63. I'm going to go 65 million records. Can you buy that?
Get them straight, Tom. Get them straight.
The white boy alone with Shaper either, that's 45 million right there. So let's let that be known. Just the Shaper U record is 45 million. Mm. So not playing with a pimp.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking
about? There it is.
Yeah, that part. Tip parade. So Tom, while I got you and Rick on the phone, I'm gonna play this little melody. I'm gonna play just a snippet of it, and then first I gotta let you know I got both of y'all contracts for the 2020-2021 Master Players Ball. People been asking me about it. Y'all two are definitely gonna be the marshals of that. I'm making an executive order, and then everybody else gonna have to follow suit. That part. All right. Hold on one second.
Church.
All right, let me give you a little something like this. You know, may you love for granny.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Well, I got all my big bros in the building, but I got my cousin, the real Freeway Rick Ross, is definitely in the building, and big bro Tony Mercedes in the building, Lisa Stewart, DJ Sir J Boogie. Man,
what up?
It's going down. That's what I'm talking about. So when you hear that song, I'm starting with Rick. When you hear that song, what does that remind you of?
Man, that was in the 80s, huh? I think, well, you couldn't tell me nothing when that came out. I was on top of the world.
Wow. Can you tell people how much money were you making back then, bro? Let America know how much money you were making back then.
Oh, my goodness. $1 million a day?
$1 million a day.
$1 million a day.
Wow. Now, that's some good memories when I hear that song.
I'm trying to make it more than that.
I know, because you got an allegiance with you, because your cousin with you. It'd be the Freeway Rick Ross and Sean Ross. We together. We join at the hip, cousin. I ain't leaving you. I ain't going to leave you, and you ain't going to leave me.
No,
that part. All right, let's keep it going. Tony Mercedes, when you hear that song, what do you think about old school?
Oh, man, afros and bell bottoms, baby, afros and bell bottoms. But let me just say this, man. One of the things I just really wanted to say, man, I've been following Rick Ross for a very long time, and, you know, there's a lot of people out here moving and grooving and shaking, you know, and doing whatever. But Rick Ross been true, man. He one of the real ones, man. And, you know, he going to have his day, man, because in the court of public opinion, man, he is the original Rick Ross. There is no other Rick Ross. Everybody else is just, you know, they're perpetrating the fraud. That's all that is. Rick, you got the real Rick Ross on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hey, man,
I second that.
It is what it is, you know. It is what it is. Rick
Ross.
Yeah, okay. He's a boss, man.
All right, and that's why I thought my big bro and my cousin, I know what you do in the music business, and I know one day soon we're going to be doing his story, and I know what your skill set. I mean, I see a score, a collaboration on getting the pieces together as well as anything far as, you know, using some of your resources, Tom, to actually, reach out my resources as well and basically bring this into tuition.
Match made in heaven.
Hey, man, whatever we need to do, man, because if Ross tells me it's cheese on the moon, I'm gonna get my crackers because I know it's up there. So whatever he needs, I'm with that.
Wow. Okay, Lisa, what do you think about that song? I mean, I know you do it every week. Give us a little bit of your thoughts.
You know, back in the '80s, it seemed like everything was wide open. Like you could do anything you want to do back then. Man, that's what it just reminded me of, just having that freedom. For me, I was just starting, you know, high school and all that, trying to get ready for the world. So it was just wide open there. So it brings me back to that same mentality where I feel like I could do anything.
Okay. Jay Boogie.
Two things come to mind. The first, cleaning up on Saturday morning, and then picking my own switch.
We know what the switch was.
Switch to action.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So. I have a question for my cousin. Do you ever find it frustrating when you hear people glorifying somebody who basically off your work? Do you see now, like, hold on a minute, is it walking, how do you feel about that?
Well, what it shows me is the power of this machine that's running everything. You know, they can make the people look up to somebody that is totally fake. You know, if somebody walks up to you and they try to sell you a pair of fake Jordans, you ain't gonna buy them.
Mm-hmm.
But they can bring you an artist that is fake, and everybody buys him and celebrates him, and you know, to that point, it's crazy.
I got a question. I got a question for Brother Ross. This is Jay Boogie again, bro. I just want to ask, because getting those questions today, I put a feeler out on Facebook, and I got those questions. But let me just say this, that I got all kind of comments up and down my post, and I just want to know how you feel about the people that really don't want to let you they want to dwell in the past on the things that, you know, you did, as far as, like, we know the story, but basically they won't let you get past that and say, okay, rehabilitate it. And not only that, I know from following you that you always did things for the community. So it's like, what do you feel about those people that just want to keep dwelling on the negative and, why y'all want to bring him on and glorify that life and all that? Because that's not what we're doing. You know, you have evolved, brother, and you are doing great things for the community. So I'm just saying, does that kind of irk you a little bit? Like, man, let it go. Like, I served my time, and it's way worse things that this government has done to us, and y'all ain't making no noise about that. So, it's like victim blaming to me.
The government is the one that started it all.
Yeah, victim blaming is what they're doing, in my opinion. Yeah, so no doubt.
Yeah, but it don't really bother me. I understand that I have to make a new mark. You know, right now, that's the mark that everybody know me by. And until I put a new stake in the ground, that's what they're going to keep continuing to remember me by. So what I have to do right now is I have to make a new mark and make a name for myself in a different venture.
And you're doing it, And I'll be remorseful. I got another caller who just called in that you know, Rick Ross and Tony Mercedes, his brother, did his stint. And I'll call him because he's also in the building, honorated by Barack Obama. I would like to bring none other than Mr. Alvin Cordell Alpine from the Midwest, Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Alpine. Alpine, are you there? Yeah.
My lost Alpine. Hey, let me say something too, man. This is Tony. You know what you have to understand about haters. Haters, they're really simple to dissect. When they look at somebody like Rick Ross, they don't hate Rick Ross. They hate the fact that every time they see Rick Ross, it reminds them of what their life could be like.
Okay.
You feel me? So that's what they hate. They hate themselves because every time they see Rick. And see that he's made that transition. He's turned it around. It just and he's doing well for himself. It just reminds them of what their life could be like, and they hate themselves. So they don't hate Rick Ross. They don't hate what their past. We all got a past. We all done some stuff. Ain't none of us on his phone that's never really committed a crime. You know, some of us just got caught. Let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it a buck. Some of us just got caught.
Well, you know,
Tony, I appreciate that.
Because I didn't
Jesus
know.
Christ said it the best. Hey,
I heard you. You couldn't hear me. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, Jesus said it the best. He who's never sinned, throw the first stone.
I know.
True, true. Yeah.
Let's make this mic is open.
Yeah, people
hey,
forget
yes, sir,
about
I do
that
have
though, sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, gentlemen, I do have Alpine, Alvin Cordell on the phone.
Alpine.
You're reigning another elite MVP. What's up, Alpine?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, my brother? Checking in from Cincinnati. First of all, I'd like to say, Brother Rick Ross, how you been, brother?
Man, I've been good. How you been?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. You know, we are two peas in the same pod. And I would love to address that question that was asked by the brother.
Mm-hmm.
Your past is what make your legend so great, because the man that you have evolved to today came from nothing to a perfect example to all the young men in the street where they are and where they can go. And of course the enemy don't want you, they want to suppress you all they can, so that's why they don't want the real living legend walking around telling his story. So they suppress the realness of you for a make-believe Hollywood character. Am I making myself clear with that?
That part, yeah. Absolutely. I'm feeling you. I understand.
That part.
Exactly.
So, I feel you, and I appreciate your story, brother.
Alpine, you're right. And see, here's the thing. We spend so much time looking at what he did in the past that we're missing what he's doing in the future, and he's inspiring kids that's in the streets that are saying, hey, man, there's another way to make some money. You know, you learn from my mistakes. I did a bid, and I'm out here to tell you, hey, man, there's another way. So we're not looking at that. We're too busy looking at what happened yesterday that we can't see that he's the voice of tomorrow. That's what's wrong with our system. It dwells in the past instead of really looking at the future, saying, hey, man, this man was on top of his game, took a big fall, did a good, came back, trying to rebuild it, and you guys can't sit there and applaud the fact that he's trying to make a change and be an inspiration because you're too busy looking about what he did 10 years ago. Man, Americans can eat more until it's just a shame, man. It really is a shame.
Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
Now, moving forward, I have a question that I want to ask Lisa, and as well as Rick. And I'm going to go in order of Rick, Tony, Alpine, Lisa, and then Jay Berkey. What are your thoughts on the state of Black America during COVID-19? Where do you see it going? And how do you think that we can still monetize or live, you know, in that retrospect?
Well, I think the most, Rick, this is Rick. I think the most important part, thing for us is to get through this. You know, in a lot of cities, we've been more than 75% of people who died from the virus. And, you know, I tell them all the time on my live that I would hate to be sitting in the hospital and they got two white and you black sitting in the middle and they got to decide who's going to get the ventilator. I would hate to be the one sitting there and having the doctor decide who's going to get the ventilator, who should live and who should die. So we should definitely take this thing serious. We can definitely recover from this here, but we definitely have to come up with a black agenda.
Right.
Tony Mercedes.
Yeah, and this is Tony. You know, what we got to realize is they have found a way to exterminate black people and not be held accountable. You guys are really missing it, man, because if you, like Rick said, if you look at the numbers, the blacks and the browns are the most killed by the virus. But we're also the most people on the front line as well. So now, you know, we're getting killed off like flies, and nobody is sitting there pointing the finger at nobody, and they're just letting this virus do what it does. So just like Rick said, we have to figure out how to survive this. We have to figure out, you know, we got to keep our heads low, man, and stay suited and booted and stay safe because we're fighting an enemy that don't play fair on both sides, not only the virus, but also racism is bigger than the pandemic. You know, that's the real enemy is racism. And like I said, these white folks is enjoying watching blacks and browns not, you know, just fall like flies during the pandemic. That's real talk.
And don't get it twisted.
You go into that hospital and they decide who gets on the respirator and who don't. Listen, blacks and browns, we the least common denominator right there, man. We on the bottom of the totem pole. I don't care what anybody thinks. That's reality.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know, they mess around and give you a bottle of Robitussin and tell you to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, sir, Brother Sean. For me, it's a twofold question that's unfolding here. You talked about how do we monetize on this thing. You know, I have actually been shocked how the blackest community has been resilient. You know, I'm sure you all are familiar with this thing called so-so gifting, or I call it the wheel. You know, I've personally watched a community in 5 weeks put together $500,000. Now, understand this. During good times, we couldn't even come together and put $2 together. But during this COVID-19, everybody's trying to find a way to stay above board and eat so they can pay their bills. They've collectively come together, and what are they doing? Gifting each other money. That's something you can do without our open enemy. You see what I'm saying? He can't stop that. And understand that after this, because this is the new norm. And my second thing, I think that we are really overlooking is the education level. Our children are already behind in school, so now without going to school, they're becoming more illiterate and falling further behind educationally, which will keep us in a perpetual state of poverty. I mean, these issues are serious, and I don't think as a people that we're really looking at this education and what's going on with our babies. All right, brother.
Thank you. Lisa.
Well, I definitely want to, just going back to what Tony was saying, the scariest thing I saw on TV, on CNN, a white doctor said, I have to play God now. I have to decide whether this person is going to be good for the community, for the society, I'm sorry, and are they not good for the society? And, you know, when she said that, I just said, oh, my God, I hope I never have to go in the hospital. And it comes up like Rick was saying, against me and a white person, because that doctor has to go to their whole personal background, how they've been raised, and we don't know where they come from, what kind of environment they came from. So definitely they're going to say, well, this white person is more valuable than this black person. I actually spoke with a lot of doctors out there. They're actually putting together a community of doctors to kind of help us come up with some things to fight this virus off that we can do at home. Because even these doctors, and these are doctors here in California and L.A., they said when you go to hospital, you're at a grave disadvantage. They are not going all out for you. They're not giving you the expensive treatments. You're not getting all that, especially if you have Medi-Cal. You're definitely not getting it. It's a money thing, too. It's also a financial thing. So we are in a bad situation, but they are coming up with a group to, like, put out online, like, things you can do to try to fight it. And, you know, we have to be active, though, because I know, like, in the stores, I walk in the stores, I'll see people, they'll go in the store with their mask, then they pull their mask right off to talk to their friend. And that's us doing that. Not just white people not wearing the mask. We doing it, too. And I was like, we got to really educate our, and it's the younger people, the older people, 35 and up, they got their masks on. The younger ones, they taking their masks off. They're not following. And, you know, one of the things they said, they was like, well, our president said it's not real. It's fake. And I'm like, yeah, but he's not on your side. Believe that. He's not telling you for your own good. You can't, nothing that comes out of his mouth.
And Jay, before you go, I just want to interject and say that. Go ahead, and then I'll follow from there. Go ahead.
Okay, let me first say that these are my views, and they're not of E-Water Radio. Basically, it's multifaceted for me. I look at it like as a form of population control, depopulation, like a chemical warfare, like, you know, whether this was man-made, and that's my belief, that it was man-made. The big pharma, they stand to make a lot of money if they, you know, get this so-called, the vaccinations together, they're going to sell it. It's just like the flu shot and all that type of stuff, even though, you know, the alarming rates of how fast this thing is growing and spreading, man, is crazy. One thing I will say about it is, if we're looking at the, like, I believe in, I don't know, you can call me conspiracy theorist to a degree when I say distractions, because we got this coin shortage. They're trying to usher in digital dollars. They want to implant this chip, all this kind of stuff. But I will say this, black folks, man, we rolled them boats over here, right? And we still here. They can't get rid of us. Let me just say that, and like the brother was saying, as far as how we're finding ways to come together economically, we should be doing that anyway, right now and after. We got to get our economic base together, because without that economic base, you have no say. You have no power, you know, and every other group has done it, even LGBT, whatever. I don't know the number. You guys know the letters. They have an economic base, so of course they got things pushed into law, legislation, whatever. And let me end it by just saying this. My grandmother used to always say, watch as well as pray. But I would say watch and follow the money. And that's what I got to say about it. I got much more to say, but that would be a whole nother episode. So go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, thank you, Jay Boogie. I just want to convey to all the listeners, Tony, Rick, Alpine, Jay Boogie, Lisa, that somebody, when the notion, when Lisa said somebody don't believe it's real until it hits your household. I'm not one of them people, but it has hit my household. It hit it hard and heavy this week. And I want to know how the feeling I had when I had to take some mask over to find out that my brother, his wife, my niece, and nephew, Jim, all had COVID-19. So you should see the look, and the baby was looking, and they got a 6-year-old that does it. So I'm looking through the window, me and our other brother Trent, we looking at through the window, giving them the mask, and we're just like, wow. It hit home, and you just don't know what's going to happen, what the turnout will be. So that's when, you know, you think of that higher power, it's like, you know, you got to let go and let God at this point. And, you know, you take, you know, some I wish it can be done. If it was man-made, I wish it was a cure. You know, I wish it wouldn't have made it without a cure. And did it just come out the sky? Did a bat hit somebody over in Wuhan, China? Nobody know. But it's affecting everybody here in America more than anywhere. I consider a part of black genocide to the brown and black community. That's my thought. And they're going to fix it whenever. Because your president, our leadership, acts like he just now today said, oh, you should wear a mask. You think?
I always want to say, don't forget Tuskegee.
Tuskegee, yeah.
Don't forget
that
Tuskegee.
Part. Well, something I want to do, Tony Mercedes, if you don't mind, while I got my cousin Rick on the phone, it's this song that Emily Rose wrote, and I mean, you're a part of it, and I just want to make sure that, I made a vow that I would play it, you know, that what happened to my man George. I just want to just, like, you know, hands up, you know, mask off. Tone, can you give us a little intel about this song?
You know, it was a song that we did, man, when I kind of looked at what was going on, and I was like, man, you know, we out here with our hands up and our mask on, man. So I co-wrote this song, and it kind of just describes how I was feeling about the state of affairs and the state of the economy where we were, and you know, being black and you know, actually dying from the cops, but also dying from the disease all at the same time. So we're surrendering right now. You know, we got our hands up saying, hey, man, we want some peace right now, to both of them, the corona and the crooked police.
All right, there we go. With no further ado, let me give y'all a snippet of it. Here we go.
George Floyd. We stand up for a
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with my prophetic guest, Freeway Rick Ross, Tony Mercedes, Alvin Cordell Alpine, Lisa Stewart, and yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie, and MC Mac Daddy Sean Ross's Boom Boom Room. Yeah, that's it's about time to get him in the hot seat. Okay, Rick Ross. Cousin, Rick, you there? Did I lose him?
I
know he was
still
running. I know he is.
I still see his number, but he might have clicked over.
All right, Tony, we will keep it going. What advice you want to give the general public?
The advice I want to give the general public, man, is keep your eyes open. God gave you two ears and one mouth. I mean, he wants you to listen more than talk. So take that advice. Listen more than talk, man, and always be cognizant of the surroundings and what's going on in your community.
Amen.
Okay. And Tony, you want to give him a bullet point on what you were working on?
Right now I'm working on, believe it or not, I got a new movie that I'm about to shoot once the COVID kind of gives us some room to shoot. It's a Christmas movie. It's a Christmas comedy. It's called A Thought Who Stole Christmas. So y'all be on the lookout for that, man. And you'll definitely see my man Sean Ross in the movie because he's going to be doing something stupid.
Yes, indeed.
That's how we're going to do it.
I
remember
got a question for that real quick.
Why can't I just preach?
Tony, I got a quick question about that. You said A Thought. What is it called again?
The Thought Who Stole Christmas.
The Thought Who Stole Christmas. Do you already have a soundtrack together for that, or are you working on it, or that comes later? Is that a part of the later process?
I've been doing the soundtrack for that my whole life, man. I got nothing but a whole bunch of ghetto ass songs. So yeah, we good. So if you got something that's funny, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, I was talking about submission. Yeah, if I wanted to submit something to you or anybody else listening wanted to submit, and it was you find it credible or worthy. Okay, no doubt,
absolutely,
no doubt, man.
Man,
I can't wait
till
you get it done.
Listen. It's easy to reach me. It's TonyMercedes3000@gmail.com. TonyMercedes3000@gmail.com. Send me your submissions, man. I'm listening to everything, and I'm not stuck on whether you're a star or not, because if you got some fire, I want to hear it.
Hey, that's what's up, brother. I appreciate that.
You hear.
As do the
listeners.
All right. Sure.
All right. I got one more song I got to get you out of here before I let everybody out of here. Lisa Stewart, your final thoughts before I unleash this other heat. Get y'all peeing on it.
I just want everybody to stay safe. Just stay safe. Stay safe, and now's a good time to start putting your plan together. Can't hardly go outside. You should be inside planning on your next move.
Reset button.
Reset button. That's a good word, J Boogie. I want everybody to vote. We need it. This is crucial. Everybody needs to vote. Go out and vote. Bring somebody to vote. Can I count on you to vote? We need to go to these precincts and make sure that we allow and take our elderly to the polls. This is one. This is, if we don't do it, we're going to get another 4 years of you don't know what and don't want to be a part of it. But with no further ado, Rick, Cousin Rick Ross, you still around? I know you're still around. All right. If you stepped off, all right. Well, thank you for coming, Rick. I know you ripping and running. But I want everybody to check this out and tell me what you think since we got a owner of a label in the building. Tell me what you think about this, because every time you come to my city, I want y'all to do this one time.
Nip,
hustle, rest up, King. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now homies, tap in, tap in. Yeah, baby, tap in, tap in. You know you better tap in, tap in. These DJs better tap in, tap in. Yeah, go ahead, bang my line. It'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside and mixing with these buzzers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dough. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Game is to be sold, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got the break, come get you a dope. Dope minds with 4 fives in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in, respect it. Hold it captain, that's how
with the connected, the street fear. It's different, the square business. You better listen, more specific. Don't forget.
When you hit LA, you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap in. When you land in Miami, you better tap in. When you get to New York, you better tap in. ATL, tap in. Just tapped in, we about to get cracking. Cause a whole lot at the strip club laughing. Asking questions they asking. Want a baddie, then I know who to send you. Want some tree, I get you the menu. The evil that men do, tell the truth what I can do. Keep you from getting pressed, keep you from getting beat, keep you from being next. I'll tell you just where to go. Show you shortcuts through the cities that I know. Connect you to the club and get you some real dough. Don't rock with them weirdos, but that's what I'm here for. Show you who is real, folks. The people you gotta know. The dudes in the dope, so, and how to move on alone. Be out of control. Posting way too much over they phone.
Way too much over they
phone. You rabbit troll just trying to be numb.
More.
You said he playing games instead of be grown.
You know what it is.
When you get to the bank, you better tap in. When you see Tennessee, you better tap in. When you pull up in Philly, you better tap in. When you land in the shy, you better tap in. Detroit, tap in. Tap in. DC, tap in. Tap in. St. Louis, tap in. Tap in. Everybody tap in.
Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Tap in, tap in. What y'all think about that tap in? Talk to me.
Yeah, it's not my first time hearing it. That's the groove right there, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Stays in your head, I tap in.
All right, all right, all right. Tim, let's see. Tim, you still on, Tim? Tim, Alpine, what you think about that? And yeah, I'm thinking he keep falling off. Alpine,
yeah.
What you think about that song?
No, I really enjoyed the song. Like they said, tap in, right? That's look.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Great segue into what's going on. Black America, tap in, health, wealth building right now. You hear me?
Hey, you couldn't say it no better. So, any final thoughts you want to give America? We on Apple TV, we on Roku,
yeah.
We on Android, we on Blog Talk Radio.
I want to say something, man. I want to wish.
Go ahead.
The man that's this thing is surrounded or centered around, the real Sean Ross. I want to wish him a happy birthday, because I know it's coming up, and we won't be on the air, right? No, we won't be on the air before then, right? Before the birthday hit.
No, sir. It's a Saturday.
Okay, so definitely wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Shout out to the whole Leo Nation. What's up? 813 in the building, of course. And today,
Leo's
of course,
in the nation.
Today is George Clinton's birthday. What up, Leo Nation? What up?
What's up, Q? Neo Nation.
Yeah.
Leo Nation.
Okay, I had to get hype real quick.
Stand up.
Leo Nation in the building.
And Kati Q. My little one grand year, one son, grand year old, one grand year old, Kati Q. Yeah, Tiffany, good job. Good job. Yo-Yo and them over there. I got the picture. Kata Q, Ruru, happy first birthday.
Hey.
And all Leo Nations out there, represent.
Leo.
All right, yeah.
Leo gang.
I want you to know that we're at the birthday bash, we're going to come out with my signature wine. Wine will be coming out, so just want to let y'all know. Wine coming out. We're about to take full flight. I'm about to get the bottles to you. We moving the group and shaking
man.
And baking. Yes, sir, Alpine. Yeah. I'm taking us out the mud. You know what I mean? We're gonna make it. And, you know, we're gonna make it right. You know what I mean? At least we gonna be having to, you know, run through and just keep doing it. But we just gotta work. You know, for us, by us.
Lisa.
You know,
send
me, I'll go. I'll be the sacrificial lamb on this instrument. But Al, you said the right thing about people helping people. In reference to these flowers, these different boards. I know Russ got a board. I know there's a $50 board. I know there's a $100 board. There's a $1,400 board, $500 board. You just got to find the flower that fits you.
Got Cash App, too.
Hey, Sean, if I can mention this, you mentioned these boards. And, again, what has been amazing to me, the black community has found a way to create their own bank and to actually move money through their own hands without it leaving our house, from your hand to mine, when usually it go from my hand to Macy's so I can get a polo. Thank you for waking up, Black America.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And do I dare give a shout-out? I want to give a shout-out to all the Leos out there. My twin, Lauren, up in Detroit. My other twin, Barb, over there in Phoenix. All my twins, the Leo Nation, we repping. Yo-Yo, happy birthday. Tiffany, she's a Leo. My goddaughter, Jay Boogie. I mean, I want to see my other twin, my other twin, my twin, my triplets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Latanya and Janie. Letitia and Latanya, my triplets. It's our birthday. Y'all tell them out there that I gave them a birthday shout out. Latanya and Letitia. Mama told me to tell y'all hello. And we would need some of that pineapple upside down cake. We got a rum cake, wet rum. Oh my God, they make a mean one. Oh yeah, I might as well put the board in. For y'all know, in the Midwest, I want you to know we're leaving Hollywood, we're leaving Florida, and we come to the Midwest. We'll be in the building at Park Place, 4 to 8. The new nonprofit, Our Lives Matter, is doing a food drive, a camp food drive. It's called the Pull Up Block Party. You pull up, throw something in a can of a box, and party. We'll have music there for you. As long as you got a mask on, stay a little while, get you some chicken, some turkey chops. We're going to be banging. It's going down, y'all. Tell a friend where you been.
Yes, sir.
Then my two cents.
Yes,
anybody else got something to say? Who else got something, Lisa? Oh, y'all know we're going to have what you're talking about, Al, about the after this call, we're going on to a call. Get with Lisa Stewart, going on the call, and it's helping people called crowdfunding that was done by Barack Obama in 2012 that allowed this program to happen, and we're going to get people to be a part of it, enlighten them, and be part of that educated financial literacy piece.
Also, let me say, please donate to HBCUs. Please, if you got young athletes, please encourage them to at least take a look at these HBCUs before going off to the Ivy Leagues, because they're making that money and that bread off of them sports anyway. So back in the day, our sports teams were bad, man. I'm talking about that's where the NFL came to come get the people or come get us, okay? So let's just remember that. And as far as the education, of course, HBCUs put out the most black professionals in these areas. But let's just support them, okay? Central State in the building. Forgot for Central State.
Yeah, sure.
Jay Boogie, I'm out of here.
For
I'm out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm going to see who's 419. I got some callers. I'm just putting them on. I don't know who they are. Callers, how you doing? Oh. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show.
Hey,
419,
hey,
what's your name?
I thought it was old.
Hello? 419. Okay, how does 513? Hey, to say something to us. You live. A million people listening to you. Uh-oh, they get stage shy.
They shy.
Shy. We see them do that there. All right. Lisa, you want to send us out of here? What are we listening out, Lisa? What are we doing? What are we doing? Thank y'all for tuning in to the Real Sean Ross. Next week, we have another special guest. Who's coming next week? Do I know? I think it's Lisa Ray. Yeah, I think it'll be her. Her and Viv. Next week, y'all tune in. We ain't tripping. And my other buddy, Tiffany Haddish.
Can I plug my next show, Sean, or no?
Go ahead and plug it.
Now, I just want to say, y'all, if y'all can, tune in to Nonstop Boogie. We're going to have Kenlo on there. The brother that started Players University. Yeah, the brother that started Players University. Kenlo. Shout out to Kenlo.
Go ahead, Boogie.
Yeah, Kenlo.
Kenlo in the building. What's up, Kenlo? Nonstop Boogie, y'all. That's how we doing, y'all.
Nonstop Boogie.
Y'all, this is the real Sean Ross Live Radio Show, Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sergey Boogie, Lisa Story. And you know what, Alpine, we're going to rock on out of here. All right, y'all.
Yes,
thank y'all. See y'all next week.
All right, Alpine.
We out of here. Much
up,
love.
Bro.
See y'all in the
sir.
Midwest.
513.
Stay up, Nasty Natty.
That part.
H-Town
in
the building.
Lisa, we'll be ready in about five.
LA.
5 minutes, Lisa, for the conference.
We coast to coast. All right,
peace.
Yeah. All right, Sean.
Yes.
Lisa.
All right, my love.
Alpine, out.
All right.